Well, an extraordinary feud between the country's two top law officers has suddenly escalated pretty dramatically. Labor is now accusing the Attorney General, George Brandis, of lying to Parliament and demanding he resign. Our political editor, Alison Carabine, joins me. Hi, Ali.
Good morning, Fran.
At the heart of this, Alison, is a controversial directive that George Brandis issued just before the election, ruling that nobody in government, not even the PM, could seek advice from the Solicitor General, a man by the name of Justin Gleeson, without first obtaining permission from the Attorney General. Did he or did he not consult with Justin Gleeson before he issued this directive? That's the question.
Yeah, that's right, Fran. George Brandis says he did. He told Parliament as much. Justin Gleeson says he didn't. Now, the row is over an amendment George Brandis tabled in Parliament in May to a legal services direction, which meant that any request from advice from the Solicitor General, whether it's coming from a minister, an agency, a department, essentially any arm of government, would first have to be approved by the Attorney General, George Brandis. So Justin Gleeson would not be able to provide legal advice unless it had, first of all, the permission of George Brandis. Now, this has been portrayed by Labor as a blatant grab for power by the Attorney General. George Brandis has sought to play down the significance of the change to this legally binding direction. He told yourself back in July on Insiders that the change was not significant. He was simply putting into practice, simply regularising what had been the rule all along.
The rules are contained in a provision of the Law Officers Act, Section 12B, which says quite explicitly that approaches for advice to the Solicitor General are to be made by the Attorney General.
Why did you decide to implement them, to enforce them like that?
Because I wanted to regularise the practice across government to ensure that it was in conformity with Section 12B of the Law Officers
Act. And the Solicitor General was aware you were going to do this?
I had a long meeting with the Solicitor General on the 30th of November in which we discussed this issue at length.
It's the Attorney General speaking to me on Insiders in July. That seems pretty clear. He repeated in Parliament the assertion he had consulted Justin Gleeson before issuing the directive, though I noticed he didn't quite use those words back then in July. He's certainly been roundly contradicted by the Solicitor General in the Senate.
Oh, flatly contradicted. George Brandis is saying that he consulted Justin Gleeson about this at a meeting last November. But Justin Gleeson has provided a written submission to a Senate inquiry, which has been conducted into this affair, in which he has stated, and this is the direct quote, Fran, at no time at that meeting did the Attorney General indicate he was considering a legally binding, direction concerning the functions of the Solicitor General or a requirement that a Commonwealth personal body could only approach the Solicitor General after receiving advance approval from the AG. So we've got the first and second law officers blatantly contradicting each other. Keep in mind the AG's assertion to Parliament that he did consult Justin Gleeson. Here's the Shadow Attorney General, Mark Dreyfus.
I'm accusing George Brandis of lying to the Australian Parliament and lying to the Australian people. Senator Brandis should resign. It's a disgraceful act that he's engaged in here.
But what this will come down to, Fran, is whether the pair discussed back in November the specific legally binding changes made to the direction, or if they were just talking more generally about a guidance note which does set out procedures for the Solicitor General to dispense advice. Now, that's what you're going to be pressing Mark Dreyfus and George Brandis on after 7:30.
And if they were, it would seem it would be because the Solicitor General was unhappy that he felt he'd been frozen out of very big, key political, legal counsel.
Most definitely. In this submission, he complains that his counsel was not sought on what he describes as matters of exceptional importance to the government. Now, that includes the marriage plebiscite, but also the constitutionality of those laws stripping Australian citizenship from dual national terrorism suspects. He's most aggrieved the government gave the impression that his advice had been sought, especially on the question of whether or not those counter-terror laws would stand up in the High Court. There was a statement from George Brandis to the effect that the Solicitor General had advised that a majority of the High Court would reject a constitutional challenge. Justin Gleeson says he never gave that advice. He feels he's been verballed, Fran.
Okay, Alison, thank you very much. And as Alison mentioned, we'll be speaking with the Attorney General and the Shadow Attorney General after 7:30. Our political editor, Alison Carabine.